discover the power of positivity, identify your gifts, then plan and execute your passion, and ultimately thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than, greater than. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than. You're listening to another Sudden Eye Impact creation called The Sophomore Project. And this is The Experience, Volume 2, with your host, Lee. Hope everybody's doing wonderful today. Got a lot of good content for you. It's going to be a lot of information shared. Don't worry. Don't fret. I'll tie it all up in the end. Our mind is full of paradigms that will talk us out of the best decisions and desires of our entire life, if we let them. We must use our will to hold the vision of what we desire and be stronger than the paradigm. If there is something that you desire or require, don't let money, anyone, or anything stop you from attaining it. Go for it. Not even yourself or your old stories or excuses, even when they seem like good ones or like a fact or a truth, should be able to stop you. There is a new story waiting to be played out in your own life. This show is about self-image, awareness, consciousness, the subconscious mind, mental phenomena, physical phenomena, and material phenomena. And what I'm aiming to do is to break things down into the simplest form where everybody can understand it and begin to apply it and appropriate it to move their life forward, to begin to thrive and flourish, and of course, grow and expand. We are naturally creatures of expansion. So with that being said, I'm going to put out a lot of information today, and just bear with me. I'll tie it all up in the end. 96 to 98% of our thoughts and behaviors are driven by our beliefs and habits. 96 to 98% of our thoughts and behaviors is driven by beliefs and habits. I'm going to say it one more time. 96 to 98% of our thoughts and behaviors are driven by our beliefs and habits. I hope everyone caught that. You can liken the brain to a horse or a bull, and I'm going to explain it. For the simple fact that the brain wants to keep you safe, or it thinks that it's keeping you safe. That's why it doesn't want you to push your borders. It doesn't want you to push your boundaries. It doesn't want you to think outside of the box. It wants to keep you where you're comfortable so that you are protected. But you have to take control of your brain. Challenge it to move forward, to advance, to begin to thrive, to begin to flourish. Push your borders, push your comfort zone, push your boundaries. Another thing that you can liken the brain to is a bull. See, the bull is stubborn and it wants to do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. But you have to take dominion and authority over it and control it and make it do what you desire, what you require, what you need for it to do. So that's what you have to do to the brain. And I tried to paint a picture of symbology using a horse and a bull so you can kind of get a picture or image of what I'm trying to convey. Like I said, your brain thinks that it's keeping you safe, but it's actually hurting you by keeping you stuck. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of EEG machines. They go all the way back to the early 1900s and probably beyond. That's where they're actually able to monitor the activity within your brain. But now we have something that is even more advanced and even more up to date with the advancement of technology. And it's called functional magnetic resonance imaging. And it's only been, I think, between the last 17 to 20 years that we've actually been able to look at an alive brain. And prior to that, they were evaluating cadavers, dead brains. And that's even though man has existed way beyond 150,000 years. So this is pretty relevant that they're able to look at an alive brain and they're actually able to image it and measure it and nail it down to the thoughts that is actually keeping a person stuck or in the unfavorable conditions, circumstances, and situations that they are in. So with that being said, I want to let you know that you are a video and audio recorder. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for your lifespan. So positive stuff is getting in you. Negative stuff is getting in you. Indifferent stuff is getting into you. And it's going down to the subjective, the subconscious, your psyche level. And this is the very reason that we are supposed to examine our thoughts daily, examine our feelings and emotions daily, examine our beliefs daily, challenge them. Each individual thought, each individual feeling or emotion and belief, challenge them on an individual level to determine, in fact, if these are your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, your expectations, or are these your parents, grandparents, other ancestors, beliefs, thoughts, feelings, emotions, and expectations, or they in random people in passing, day to day when you're going to and from? Or are these our pastors' thoughts, beliefs, feelings, emotions, expectations, or our grade school counselors, previous teachers, so on and so forth? You have to narrow down and figure out if something is your thought, if something is your belief, if something is your feelings and emotions, your moods, your beliefs, your expectations. And you have to deal with them accordingly. Put them out if they don't belong to you. And then insert your personal belief on any given subject. Your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, your expectations. because no one's thinking inside of your head except for you. And in these special 10 episodes of the Sophomore Project, that's what I aim to do, is to shine light on the power of thought, because the power of thought is so dynamic, so phenomenal, so fanatical, so amazing, that no one has clearly defined what thought is. But we all know that it exists, and we can see the ramifications and the results of it all around us. A belief is a thought that you have thought over and over and over again, and it has reached the level of subjective conviction, subconscious conviction. It's in your psyche. It's a part of you. Now, breakthroughs are created by violating logic. Breakthroughs are created by violating logic. Think about Edison. Think about the Wright brothers. Think about anyone that has done anything on a large scale. In order for them to accomplish it, thought and belief was involved, and they had to think outside the box. They couldn't think exactly the way everyone else thinks. They had to become the minority in order to see their vision through the process of belief, thought, faith, taking action, and finalizing the discovery through manifestation, materialization, and actualization. Now, meditation means to become familiar with. So I pose a question to you today. What are you becoming familiar with in each area of your life? What are you becoming familiar with in terms of the five key areas of your life? Time, freedom. What are you becoming familiar with? Are you just seeing yourself going to your job day in and day out, existing instead of living? In terms of your career path, do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you don't have hope, that there's not another opportunity out there for you? In terms of your health, have you given up on mind, body, and soul? Are you merely existing instead of living? What about your relationships? Are you investing all of your energy into your current vocation, where you're depleted and you can't enjoy time with family and friends? What about your finances, your relationship with money? Are you feeling sorry for yourself, wallowing in self-pity, beating yourself up? If so, stop it. That's not going to help you. And my question becomes, ultimately, what are you paying attention to? Because what you're paying attention to is your consciousness, is your awareness. It's what you are focused on, and what you focus on expands. Back to the power of thought. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true. Each of us have about 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And statistics indicate that we are conscious of about 5% of those thoughts. So 5% of the lower number, 60,000, would mean that we're conscious of about 3,000 thoughts of the 60,000 that we have occur each day. So my question is, what assignment, what target, what objective, what goal, what intention are you giving those 3,000 thoughts that you are allegedly conscious of? And then an even better question is, what goal, what objective, what intention, what assignment, what target are you giving the 57,000 thoughts that you are not conscious of, that are just on autopilot, replaying themselves over and over again? Which brings me to an interesting point of view. 90% of our thoughts that occur are the same thoughts that we had the previous day. So the same thought leads to the same choice. The same choice leads to the same behavior. The same behavior creates the same experiences. And the same experiences create the same emotions. And this is important for us to become aware of this. And the act of becoming consciously aware of this process of how we think, how we feel, and how we act is called metacognition. In other words, if we continue to have the same thoughts, it is virtually impossible for our life to change much. So in order for your life to change, you're going to have to change your thoughts. You're going to have to change your beliefs. You're going to have to change your expectations. You're going to have to change your habits. You're going to have to change your corresponding actions. And basically what's happening is your environment, to a large extent, to a large degree, is controlling you. You see, the body is the subconscious mind, and it's programmed from the past. Remember, we talked about the brain being stubborn like a bull, likened to riding a horse. You have to take dominion and authority and control over your mind, or it will run itself. The brain is a record of the past, and if you're not creating your future, it is only because you believe stronger in your past. So my suggestion to you is to become present now. Don't be a victim of the past. Don't be a victim of the future. All you have is right now, right here, right now, is your reality. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable for short periods of time. You're going to have to ignore reality. You can't base everything on 5 sensory data. Your environment is controlling you because you are paying attention to the 5 sensory data. What about your 6th sense? What about faith? What about your imagination, your intuition, your perception, your reason, and your will? You're going to have to become greater than your environment. Don't let your environment control your thinking. Reverse it. Allow your thinking to control your environment. Your brain is organized to reflect everything you know in your life to this point. Your brain is the reflection of your external environment. It's like an artifact of all the things you have learned and experienced to date. Your feelings and your emotions are the end product of your past experiences. And if you are feeling the same way every single day, it means 2 things. 1, nothing new is happening in your life. And if those emotions are driving certain thoughts and those thoughts are creating the same exact emotions and your thinking is equal to your emotional state, the second thing it means is you are continually thinking in your past. You've basically made it where you have no future and you're not operating in the now. You're not being present. You're not being aware. You're not being conscious. We have to begin to think about what we are thinking about. We have to become aware of this present now moment. There's not anything behind us. You can't rewind. There's not anything in front of us. You can't fast forward. You have to live in the now. And if you truly believe that your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, as long as you're thinking equally to your familiar emotions, you keep reaffirming your same past experiences over and over again. That's why you're not moving forward. That's why you're not growing. That's why you're not advancing. That's why you're not expanding. That's why you're not flourishing. That's why you're not thriving. You're staying connected to your past. But if you got the courage to combine a clear intention and elevate your emotion, freedom, joy, inspiration, genuine love, gratitude from this experience, the very moment you pretend, because remember, the subconscious does not differentiate between something real or something fabricated. The moment you do this, your body, as the unconscious mind, begins to believe it's living in a present reality in this present moment. Then you begin to move into a new state of being, into a new personality. And a new personality creates a new personal reality. How you think and how you feel broadcasts an electromagnetic signature that influences every single atom in your body. The thought sends the signal out. And the feelings draw the experience back. In other words, the thoughts that you think are like an electrical charge in the quantum field. And the feelings you emote are like the magnetic charge in the quantum field. Become conscious. Become aware of the emotions that are keeping you stuck or anchored to your past. To change your emotional state means to begin to change your state of energy. Just get moving. Because everything is energy. And everything depends upon energy. And energy cannot be created or destroyed. You're live on the Sophomore Project, another Sudden Eye Impact creation with your host, Lee. The human brain processes 400 billion bits of information per second. The human brain has 100 billion cells that each have 10,000 branches or connections. And interwoven in these branches or connections are all of your emotional traumas, mental traumas, physical traumas, frustrations, failures, nightmares, fears, habits, tendencies, patterns, behaviors, likes, dislikes, smells, tastes, memories, fantasies, muscle memory, etc. You literally have the power, if you strongly desire, you could go in and rearrange anything through this understanding, through this knowledge of what happens in your brain. Now, with that being said, you have a success mechanism. And you have a failure mechanism, and it's unbiased. It's according to how you use it. And it comes down to this. your beliefs, your thoughts, your expectations, releasing your faith, your actions or inactions, to a large extent determine how you come out. The exact results and outcomes will be placed on your hand according to your beliefs, your thoughts, habits, and behaviors. No one can circumvent that process for you. I continue to reiterate, no one's thinking inside of your head except you. You're sovereign. You have total control. You're the chief operative power. So now I'm going to go to self-image. And self-image, there's multiple ways to perceive this, but basically I'm going to break it down to the simplest form. Self-image is how you see yourself and how others see yourself. And this is important because how you see yourself is like the barometer. It's like the compass. It's going to control everything. Now, there are multiple self-images. There's how people see you or how others see you. There's how you see yourself. And then there's your higher self. But want to deal with how you see yourself. This is relevant. It's important. It's critical because how you see yourself determines almost everything. It determines what you eat. It determines what you wear. It determines what you drive. It determines where you work. It determines your income. It determines your relationships. It determines everything. So it would behoove you to locate currently through the process of meditation or isolation with a pen and a pad to discover how you see yourself. And you can look around at your results that you're getting in multiple areas of your life in terms of time freedom, in terms of career, in terms of relationships, in terms of health, and determine finances. That will pinpoint and reflect back to you how you're currently seeing yourself. Now, the good thing about that is once you identify how you're seeing yourself, meaning if you're not winning in those five key areas of your life, you can fix it. But you have to go in with the pen and the paper and discover in those five key areas of life how you are seeing yourself. How are you seeing yourself in terms of time freedom? How are you seeing yourself in terms of vocation, your career path? How are you seeing yourself in personal and intimate relationships, family relationships? How are you seeing yourself, your health, your personal health? And then what's your financial health? So if you write those things down on paper and you don't feel good about that, then you can map out a plan detail by detail, specific according to your life, and begin to incrementally change those things. Don't beat yourself up because that's not going to help you. But everything is about location, location, location. So you need to locate yourself in those five key areas and then write it down the way it is and then draw a line down the middle of the paper and then write it how you want to be and begin to work towards that. Give yourself an objective. Give yourself the target. Give yourself the assignment. Give yourself the goal. Give yourself the intention to adjust what you need to adjust for your betterment. Self-image deals a lot with what you say to yourself, your communication with yourself, your internal conversations, your internal dialogue, your self-talk. These are pivotal, critical, and very, very, very important. I can't state it enough. Because to a large degree, the words that you use to describe yourself, the words you use to move yourself to action, the words you use to move yourself into taking care of business, determine to a large extent how you're going to come out, meaning the results that you receive, the outcomes that you receive. A lot of people, I know coming up in my era, when I was, you know, between the ages of, I don't know, 4 to 10, you know, they would say like, hey, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. But actually the opposite is true, because talks to themselves, you know, riding along a park, you talk to yourself. It may be unconscious, no difference. Every, you know, I mean, that's of age, talks to themselves in some matter, fashion, to some degree. So, no, you're not crazy if you talk to yourself. There's nothing mentally wrong with you. Everyone does it. And if you really look at it, the high achievers, the peak performers, I mean, those that get out there and get it, they talk to themselves even more. They motivate themselves. They inspire themselves. They're what you call self-starters. And that's where you want to be. You know, you don't want to be a person that's waiting on someone to say something to you, to inspire you or motivate you, to move you to action. That's not what the universe is looking for. The universe is looking for you to believe in yourself, to understand your values, to have your values down in chronological order. So you know that if something's good for you, or if something's bad for you, or if something's appropriate for you, or if something's inappropriate for you. But you want to be moving towards being a self-starter, especially during this time of pandemic, because you're coming into a situation where there are a lot of people that are discouraged. There are a lot of people that are off track. They're unmotivated. You know, they've allowed a lot of doubt to sink in, a lot of fear, a lot of focus on uncertainty. And those things, when you don't have high self-esteem, you don't have access to high levels of self-confidence and self-belief, are detrimental. You know, they begin to be pouring their mouth, sunken down, feeling sorry for themselves, sabotaging all the things that they had accomplished in their life up to this point prior to the pandemic hitting. And that's just not a good state to be in. That's not a good space. That's not a good place to be in. You want to be in the mood and attitude of gratitude. If you're waking up and you're breathing and you're of sound mind, everything else you can obtain again or attain again if required or if desired. Don't beat yourself up. Don't reflect on negativity. It's not going to help you. You need all the positive things that you can get to get momentum. You need to be remembering, you know, your past victories and wins and triumphs. That's what you need to be replaying in your mind. That's what you need to be replaying in your thinking. That's what you need to be connecting to in your beliefs and in your expectations. You need to be gearing your faith and releasing your faith towards that, those things, you know, times when you were able to pay your bills on time, times where you had, you know, good times with friends and families, you know, times where you were happy at work. You need to be replaying those things over and over again in your mind, so that your energy stays clean, clear, and healthy. You don't need dark energy right now in these times of uncertainty. You need momentum. You know, you need to be setting goals, setting intentions, you know, checking in with yourself, you know, on Wednesdays, and then writing down, you know, small victories on Friday, you know, to propel you with momentum going into the next week. That's what you need. Feeling sorry for yourself, beating yourself down and moping around in self-pity and, you know, focusing on where you missed the mark or you had a misstep and or you sabotaged something or you didn't make the best decision. Get that stuff out your head. it's not going to help you. Which brings me to the next thing, the subconscious or subjective mind, unconscious mind. You know, it can't tell the difference between a real event that occurred or something that's fabricated. You need to be making statements, you know, affirmations with feeling, with emotions. You know, I mean, you need to imagine, you need to dream, you need to see your wish fulfilled. Like, I mean, if you're trying to pay your light bill, you know, that's $200, and you're just sitting there in fear, I mean, that's not going to make the light bill get paid. You know, you need to be thinking about the times that you were able to meet the financial obligation of paying your light bill. You need to be thinking of ways to come up with the money. You need to be thinking about who you could reach out to help you. People will help you, but just sitting there in silence and suffering in silence, no one knows that you need something. I mean, they say a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you need to write down 20 solutions of how you could get the $200, or, you know, write down 10 friends that you could reach out to, you know, have a concrete plan that if they were to lend you the money that you could get it back, you know, in a timely manner. You know, just be honest with them. People will help you, but you're going to have to communicate. I mean, no one knows that you need help until you ask. You know, that's why it says ask and you shall receive. So meditate fearlessness. You know, you don't need to be allowing fear to get into the subconscious realm, the subjective mind or the unconscious mind, whatever you prefer to call it. You need to be expressing hope, you know, belief, confidence, releasing your faith for the thing that you do desire, require, instead of the thing that you don't want to happen. You know, a lot of times we attract things into our life because we are worrying about that thing over and over again. And remember, the subconscious mind, the subjective mind, the unconscious mind understands the language of feeling and emotion. So when you wondering how certain things got into your psyche, it's because you were pondering it. You were salaying it. You were thinking about it over and over again, you know. Instead of trying to get the solution, you were focused on the problem. But now it's time for you to focus on solutions, ways, means, processes on how you can get things done. Moping around in self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself and beating yourself is catastrophic in these times of uncertainty, in times of pandemic, and just these times where there seems to be no control. You're going to have to get a pulse on yourself. You're going to have to come to your center, come to your core, and make a firm decision that you're not going to react, that you're going to be act, that you're going to be on the offensive. You're not going to be on the defensive. That needs to be an established fact in your life, because otherwise you're going to blow whichever way the wind blows. And, I mean, I've told you, you are the chief operative power. You have a brilliant mind. Don't allow your mind to keep you safe. You're going to have to take dominion and authority and control over your mind, and you're going to have to steer it in the right direction. You know, you have the choice. It's unbiased. You can use your success mechanism or you can use your failure mechanism. It's all on you, and it's totally up to you. You know, there's universal laws that are in place. You know, one of them is the law of belief. And it basically says that whatever you believe with feeling becomes your reality. So you can look at the results in your life in multiple areas and come to grips with that you created it. It's not something that's on the outside of you that's creating your circumstance, your condition, your situation. Like, you're blaming yourself. You're passing the buck. It's on everybody else, when you should be coming to grips with, hey, I created that. So if I created that, I can create something better, or I can create my best. Another one of those universal laws that I like to bring up is the law of expectancy. Like, what you expect to happen becomes its own self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you go into an interview and you've already beat yourself down and you're discouraged, you're like a radio station. You're broadcasting that signal. And when they tell you, we'll give you a call if you make it to the next step, you know, the signal has already come back to you that you didn't get the position. Because they would have told you, hey, we're going to move you on to the second step, or it's a process, so on and so forth. Someone will be in contact with you for the next step. You know, there's a little bit more certainty that's communicated and conveyed to you. And then you have an inner knowing whether you did well or not. So you are similar to a radio station. You are a broadcasting and receiving station. So every day you're sending a signal out to the universe versus saying, and the universe back to you. So when your results and your outcomes are not what you say that you desire, or you see them as negative, or you see them as bad, it's because you sent out a frequency, a bandwidth, a vibration that was commensurate with the result that came back to you. The universe can only give you what you are. You know, you don't get what you want. You get what you are. So you got to go back to the drawing board. You got to work on yourself, you know, through positive self-image psychology. You got to begin to work with your subconscious mind, your subjective mind, your unconscious mind, to discover what deep-rooted beliefs that you have that are success blockers, that are money blockers, you know, that are relationship blockers. You got to discover those, and you got to remove those, and you got to replace those with more fruitful, more powerful, and more positive result orientation manifestations. I hope we're getting this. The law is, as a man thinks, so he is. As he continues to think, so he remains. So we talked about the brain being likened to a horse or a bull. We talked about how 90% of our thoughts are the same thoughts. Let's use today as an example. So the thoughts that we're having now, unless we take total control over them or impose our will on them and actually have thoughts, you know, verbalize them, focus on thinking them, we're having 90% of the same thoughts from yesterday, which was Sunday. And pretty much our life is similarly the same, or they are the exact same. Why? It's not rocket science. It's because we're having the same thoughts that we had yesterday. We work with this thought, work with this belief, work with this expectation, and get over into our faith. Our life is not going to shift much, you know, maybe between, you know, 1 and 5% if we do nothing at all, you know. So the 95% comes in when we deliberately, when we intentionally take control of our thoughts, take control of our believing, take control of our expecting, and, you know, release our faith for something better. Like, if you're working a job that you've been, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, well, if you just continue to go into that job, I mean, they say the definition of insanity is expecting a different result but doing the same thing. Going to that job, you're going to feel the same way. The environment's controlling you. You have these emotions when you walk in. You can't wait to it until it's 5 o'clock. You know, you barely just walked in. You have 7 hours and 59 minutes, but you want to fast forward and you want. That's not going to work. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to understand your self-value, and you're going to have to tell yourself that, hey, I'm doing this for now, but I'm going to begin to search for something else. That means you rewrite your resume, you update your resume, and you begin to send it out. You get on social media, you know, LinkedIn or whatever, Monster, and you put your application out there so people can see you, because, I mean, they can't be active. And, you know, yeah, you're going in that job, and you need to adjust your attitude. Have a job, but understand that resume out there, I'm looking for something better, or I'm looking for something that I would enjoy doing. I'm not going to worry about the pay. I'm just going to try to find something that I would enjoy doing. I want to figure out a way to be more of service, and I'll let the results, I'll let the outcomes take care of themselves. Now, that's the right thing to do. But going into the job with a negative attitude, conjuring up those same emotions and, you know, speaking ill will towards your supervisors and your boss and your peers, your coworkers, supervisors, you know, that's going out to the universe too. And that's bringing a lot of negative energy back to you. So the way that you're going to change your situation, change your circumstance, change your condition is to begin to seek something different. And while you're there, do your best. Try to be in an attitude of gratitude. Give thanks that you do have a job, because, you know, there's 30 plus million people out there that don't have a job. You know, give thanks when you receive your pay, your direct deposit, you know, until another door opens. But the main thing is you got to perfect your attitude towards the work, and you got to begin to pursue something different. You know, if you want something different, then you've got to do something different. It's not rocket science. And it all evolves around what I'm saying, your beliefs, your thoughts, your expectations, your action or inaction, releasing your faith. You know, don't be focused on, oh, this didn't happen this time or that didn't happen that time. You know, the universe is saying yes. It's saying, hey, not right now. It's saying you prepare for it. Or saying, I have something better for you. So you got to open up, begin to perceive things a little bit different. You're going to have to work on your attitude. You're going to have to work on your moods. The best thing that you can do is feel good. If you don't feel good, I wouldn't move until I can get into gratitude. There's something you can give thanks for. You can give thanks that you have a place to stay. You can give thanks that you have food to eat. You can give thanks that you have nice clothes to wear. You can give thanks that you have a car that's transportation that takes you to and from. If you have a job, even if you're receiving unemployment, you can give thanks that you do have supply coming in. It may not be, you know, exactly what you desire or require, but it's a step in the right direction. It's better than not having anything, or being homeless, or not being in control of your situation, you know, having your life in total chaos. So some of the things that I would focus on, is no matter what is going on, to you want take 60 seconds at the beginning, thanks for something. It could be a partnership. You know, just, I mean, bless your creditor. Cell phone company, a lot. It's unlimited emails across the world. They bill you 28 days, you know, they're entrusting you pay the tab with advancing credit to you with your rent. Or there is something that you can find to be thankful for. And when you do that, you change your energy. You shift your energy because everything is energy. Energy can't be created or destroyed. Everything is here now. When you do that, you begin to get good energy, good vibes, good feelings. You have synchronicities and bridges of incidences. You meet different people, you know, people that have means, people that's in power positions, people that can do something for you. But being negative, low energy, you're going to be living on a low level, and you're going to continue to attract challenges and obstacles, and you're going to feel like, oh, I just can't get ahead, or woe is me. You know, the world's doing me in. This person's after me. I mean, paranoia. All of that's being created by you. Nothing on the outside matters because the outside is just a reflection of the inside. You know, you have to live from the inside out, not the outside in. You're going to have to reverse it. We're drawing to a close on today's show. This is rare content. It's being broken down, you know, to the lowest level. I mean, that's applicable. Anyone, I mean, including a five-year-old, can understand it. There's nothing super advanced about this. You're listening to the Sophomore Project, like you're in 10th grade or you're a sophomore in college with your host, Lee. And this rare content, there's only going to be 10 of these special shows. It happens once a month. I will stay tuned. A lot of quality content going out into the ethers, aiming to bless everyone that's fortunate to listen. I have the same desire for everyone that I have for myself, you know, great health, time freedom, high-quality friendships, family relationships, partnerships, business partnerships, blessed finances. I mean, everybody to have the means to do what they desire to do at the moment they desire to do it, because, you know, wealth is a relative topic. That's what it's about, you know. I want everybody to be able to live where they desire to live, want them to be responsible. Want everybody to lead the lifestyle that they truly desire. It's unbiased, you know. You can live any lifestyle that you want. You know, someone may want a $100,000 home. Somebody may want a $200,000 home. Someone may want a $500,000 home. Somebody may want a $1 million home. It's all up to you. Long as you're deciding it, you're not trying to prove something to someone else. It's your personal goal. It has to be highly personal. You're good. For more about me, you guys can reach me at BBS Radio. I'm your host, Lee. I also have a new book out called Self-Transformation on Amazon. It was the number one bestseller. It was released about a month ago. The book is ahead of its time. It would definitely help you change your perception in multiple areas of your life. High-quality book. Self-Transformation, you can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it on Kindle, or you can get the physical book. Soon to come will be the audio book. You can go to my website. I do consulting. I do coaching. You can go to Dwight at School of Self-Transformation. The best way to reach me is through BBS Radio. They will forward any information that I need from anyone that's trying to contact me. I do one-on-one coaching, small group coaching, large group coaching. I do corporate consulting. I just love to teach. I love to learn. I love to teach. Starting to love to speak. But this is the Sophomore Project, The Experience, Volume 2. The show happens once a month. So far, there's been two episodes. I look forward. I'm excited. I'm pumped about the next episode, 8 episodes to come. And wrapping up, Remember, thoughts are things. First you have them, then they have you. To everyone, enjoy the rest of your day.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact. With your host, Lee.